Wait, let me do a different song.
Okay.
Once upon a time
in West Philadelphia, born and raised
on the playground,
is where he would have spent most of his days
being born. Well, not being born, you don't get born every day, but
right,
you guys understand.
You could. You dedicate your life to Jesus Christ every single day.
Oh.
If you save yourself and unsave yourself every single day,
if
you could be
morning,
reborn.
Okay. Every morning you wake up and you accept Christ, and every night before bed you worship Savior.
Then you're one day old forever for the rest of your life. You never age in the eyes of Jesus.
Yeah. Which means you can never go to prison. And then when you do a crime, you have to go
to
juvie.
Minor.
A minor.
Your Honor, I'm 1 year old. It's a 43-year-old man who's fucking brutally murdered a school bus. Sorry, a school bus of children. brutally murdered a school bus.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
I'm 1 year old.
I'm 1 year old.
One day. Wait, no, it's
I'm
one
a juvenile.
Day.
Right.
I'm
right,
zero
sorry.
Years old.
I'm 1 day old.
Your Honor.
That's a life hack, dude.
That is a video I would love to watch. If we can get you filming yourself on a front-facing video on the selfie jelly 2. You know this?
Yep. The dumb phone.
Dumb phone. Do you love me?
Right. So we're talking about Will Smith today, right? The rise and fall of Will Smith. We're going to do a deep dive into his career. Welcome back to Joy Tactics, everybody. I'm Nate Verone. This is Jack Bensinger. Today we're going to be discussing the rise and fall of Will Smith, everybody.
That's right. You can only imagine how much you're about to find out. I went to sleep at 6 a.m. last night. I had a couple of drinks, and I don't think it's going to affect
where I'm at,
because that's what being professional is.
Exactly.
Imagine if I had to fly like a United Arab Emirates flight right now.
And Eric, I can only assume, is violently hungover right now. I can't confirm that, but I would put my life savings on the fact that Eric is hungover as fuck right now.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping that I would sleep in today.
Nope.
I kind of got up early.
You gotta work.
I thought maybe Eric could do earlier. Something's gone wrong.
We tried to get sometimes the schedules don't match up, you know what I'm saying? But you know what? We haven't done a two-man episode in a minute. So I miss you too, dude. I miss you. This is good for us to just connect man to man, finally.
Yeah, speak the truth. No bucket bullshit.
Do you feel like we're ever gonna have a man to man talk?
I know one's coming up. I know one's coming up next time we're in LA or New York. It's gonna be, or God forbid, Azerbaijan or things like this. It's gonna be on, dude.
I haven't had a man to man talk in a fucking minute. I'll tell you that much.
What's the last really real thing you had to say to somebody?
Real thing I had to say to somebody?
Yeah, air it out.
Let's see here. You know what? I handled a issue at our show, at our live show. And that's all I'll say about that. But I felt like I was like, yeah, you're on that CEO type shit, Nate. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. I didn't realize you had that power in you.
I definitely do. You don't think I could run a fucking a Fortune 500 company? I could run Pepsi easily.
Do you think that you could fire people?
Could I fire people? Are you kidding me? That's my dream. I've said that. My dream is to fire somebody. I've never had the opportunity to. I'm desperate to have employees just to fire them.
I mean, you could fire me right now and then just let me come back, though.
You're technically my boss, Jack.
I'm your employee. I work in payroll.
Right. Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Interesting. Our dynamic is about to change very drastically, Jack.
Fuck, why'd I say that? I take it back. I'm the boss again.
Have you ever been fired from a job?
Yeah, I've been fired a lot. Now that I think about it, I've been fired a lot.
You had to like think about it.
I've been fired almost exclusively, I'm realizing.
Really? Wow. Wow. Incredible.
Let me go through it. Okay. Let's start at the swimming pool. Public pool. There's two refrigerators. One of them is for personal lunches. One of them is for with food that is stocked to be sold. And you already know that my bleep R-worded ass was selling people's personal food and saying that we're out of food.
Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
I'm serious. This sounds like it's not true, but this is true. I couldn't find the regular fridge with the food, and right next to the counter, I'm fucking whatever, 15, 16. And then, I was like trying to sell Subway sandwiches.
There was at the pool, the concession stands were like, you know, cowtails, chips, and then like a homemade sandwich in a plastic bag.
So chips and cowtail type stuff and ice cream, no problem. But when someone would ask for like a slice of pizza, for example, there was like, I happened to find some leftover pizza in like from like Domino's. And I just remember this mom being like, what is going on? Getting chewed out.
That's actually, so, I mean, that's customer forward, I would say. You know what I'm saying? The customer comes first. Right? So a normal employee would say, yeah, I don't have that. You said, let me check. A normal employee would say, that's ridiculous. We don't have pizza. We have candy and chips. And this is a fucking pool. But you said, let me see about that.
But they did have microwave pizzas. I just didn't know where they were.
But you just ended up taking like somebody's real pizza slice lunch?
Yeah, microwaving it. But that didn't last long. Then I went to the mulch delivering company. Right. That I did not get fired. Then where do I begin? I'm realizing I've been fired a lot. I've been fired from an HR company in Chicago, downtown Chicago. I've been fired from a restaurant in Chicago, diner. 11 City Diner.
Right. I think you detailed that on the pod.
I've been fired 3 times from Vice, 3 times within 2 weeks from Vice Live.
So when you get fired, it's like you're a pro at getting fired. Like you don't even, it doesn't even faze you, right?
I literally would put my arm around them and walk myself to the door and be like, come with me, watch this. I'm about to walk out right now. Come with me, bro. And I'll grab them by the back of their head and be like, this was, you know what? You don't even need to say any more, man. Pat them on the back of the head. I got this. I know what's good. Don't even worry about it. No, don't give me unemployment, nothing. I'm out of here. In fact,
damn.
Yeah. So I'm a great person to fire.
You're good. Yeah. I would love to be fired and like raise hell. You know what I'm saying? That seems like a fun thing to do. To be really pissed about being fired. Because every time I've gotten fired, I've been like, yeah, I fucking hate this job. Like, so be it, you know? Like, I saw this coming.
Yeah.
But what if this was your dream job and you were killing it? Mm-hmm. And you had no idea why. There's some sort of personal politics going on in the background. And you get fired, dude. You would fucking raise hell.
My God.
They'd have to get security.
What would you do?
Raise hell. Scorched earth.
Where are you? What, Nate, what's your dream job?
My dream job? That's a great fucking question.
Besides webcam, you know.
Yeah, well, of model. Course. Sexual webcam model. Besides that, what would be my dream job, dude? Dude, maybe like being like Guy Fieri.
Eating food on camera?
I don't know. I just watched Diners, Drive-Ins, and whatever. Diners, Dives, and Drive-Ins.
Diners, yeah.
On TV in the hotel I'm at.
Mm.
And I was like, this fucking rocks. Like, he's just like, he just goes around and eats like the shittiest food in America. The most delicious shitty mm-hmm. food.
Okay.
I watched an episode where he went to an Irish pub and they made taquitos that were, that had like corned beef and cabbage in them.
Damn.
And I was like, this is amazing. Like, this is the life, dude.
That is oddly, that's a bit of, sounds like a bit of a downgrade in terms of food. Taking taquitos, which are delicious. And putting in Eastern trust European me. Survival meat
the,
in
the,
it.
Trust me, dude. Every patron that was coming into this Irish pub was like, you got to get the taquitos. It's crazy.
Dude, you everybody have to was get raving about them. Well, okay, so here you are. You are fucking on top of the world. You, there's paparazzi all around you. You've gained 290 pounds over the years. And
I've dyed my hair like Guy Fieri, but I'm bald and spiking it up with gel.
Yep. You got a BDSM collar on your neck at all times.
I got that surgery to make my eyes a different color, but it's backfired and I'm blind. So my taste has been largely accentuated, my taste buds.
You're
so
blind,
I can even taste things
fucking,
even.
You have big, giant, beautiful eyes. You got Zooey Deschanel eyes.
Mm-hmm. But they don't work.
And you got yeah, you got your tongue fattened.
But I found a way to drive.
And then you get called in, man. You get called into fucking Grubhub Corporate or whatever. Or Food Network Corporate.
Yeah. So I would say I would know, like, you know what's going on before when you get fired. So mm-hmm. I wouldn't even let them fucking get the words out. And I would take my fucking blind stick that I've been, you know, using to walk around. Whap! Fucking smack him in the face with that shit. And
Jesus.
I would beat the fucking shit out of everybody, dude.
But, all right. Even though I'm blind, everybody better back the fuck up.
Yeah, so that's how that would go down.
Okay.
Quite simply.
So you're going straight to violence. You don't want to do anything sinister.
Oh, you don't
something
think violence
more
is sinister?
Plotted. Well, when I say sinister, I mean schemed. I mean long-term intellectual violence.
Oh, interesting.
See?
Jack, I'm curious what your dream job would be.
My dream job would be probably being like a maid at fucking like the Rock's house. Where it like feels
can men be maids?
Like a like live in 24/7. They need they probably could use it.
If I'm they just don't wondering have if there's it, a term because maid is like a feminine implies that you're a female, correct?
Okay. Well then
I don't know. I'm just wondering, dude. Is there a male term for maid? Main.
Main? M-E-N-G.
Main. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'd be. What did you just call it? A main?
A main.
Yeah. So I'd be a main. Because when you. Yeah. Because then when he leaves the house, you get to feel like fucking like Mike. Kind of pretend it's your house. And he's gone for God knows how long.
Right.
You got to
right.
stay there, just watch the house. I'm sitting there, I'm playing fucking Switch in different rooms all day.
Do you develop a bond with The Rock? Or are you like kind of like
We like
you
almost
do whatever.
I don't even know. I think I worked there for like years before we meet, and when we do, it's very much like just like
yeah,
a nod.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. There's respect.
It's There's more about there. The property and my relationship to the property. Hmm.
I like that. Okay, so The Rock is going to bring you in to...
He's firing me? Oh, hell.
The Rock himself, Dwayne Johnson, pulls you into his dungeon in the basement that you didn't know existed.
Okay.
And he's like, Jack, like you're not supposed to live here. Like you're just a part of the cleaning staff. And while I've been gone, you've been like treating this as your own house. You've been redecorating it. You've been inviting family members to live here. This is not your resident place of residence. This is disrespectful. This is unprofessional. And I'm sorry. I have to let you go.
I planted a bomb inside your head.
What?
Let's just say I plant a bomb inside your head and you have two options. Fuck boy. That's what I'd say to him. Either you keep me working here in perpetuity, which is a term that I recently learned, or the next time you sneeze, your whole cabeza is about to blow up like a fucking bag of popcorn.
Now, if I was The Rock, I would give you a fucking life-ending fucking suplex, you know, right then and there.
Suicide vest. See? How about that? That is such
a... I feel like The Rock's ready to go, though. He would take that chance, you know what I'm saying? He's fearless, dude. You see the type of acting choices he's making, the decisions he's making with his career. That man is fearless.
Yeah, he's definitely not afraid of selling out. He's definitely not afraid of stealing intellectual property. How are you gonna call yourself
selling
the
out,
Rock, man?
Have you seen the Smashing Machine, dude? That's the opposite of selling out.
Good point.
He basically paid money to do that shit.
Good point.
Damn.
Well,
so Will Smith,
yeah.
You know what I want to say? Have you seen Jaden Smith's recent fashion endeavors?
What did you say? You're breaking up. Rap? Did you say rap?
Jaden Smith, his son.
Mm-hmm.
You familiar?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know he has a son?
Big fan. I know a lot.
Jaden Smith is in Paris right now, and he is doing a fashion collab with Cristiano Ronaldo or something like that. Cristiano Louboutin or something. One of them.
Hmm.
One of those fuckers.
Wait, like a soccer player?
Not the soccer, but sorry. It's Cristiano Louboutin or something like that. I don't know the... It's
Cristiano
something like
Louboutin.
That.
Yeah.
It's one of those high fashion brands. And, I mean, this might be the most out of touch, cringiest person on planet Earth, Jaden Smith, because I'm seeing interviews with him. This guy takes himself way too seriously, way too fucking seriously. First off, the fashion looks like shit. He has the worst swag known to man, I would say. Besides when he wore that house on his head, that was fucking sick.
A house?
Look it up. You know, Jaden Smith house hat or something like that.
Damn.
There's a clip of a paparazzi that's like, hey, Jaden. And he's like, yeah.
Dude.
He's like, you look like shit. Wearing
really?
That hat. Yeah.
That. Listen, the jealousy that I feel looking at this hat, that I did not do this in 2013 in Chicago. On stage.
I mean, that is okay. Respect. All right. Respect for the it's a house, right? That he wore on his head. Am I making that up?
It's a mansion. That's not just a house. That's a mansion. It's not centered correctly. That's one thing that's weird about it. I mean, there's a doing this and then having to go in and take it off to like get to your actual seat and like sit down and watch the screening or whatever this is. Oh, this is a, I don't know what this is. Sitting in the audience still with the fucking hat on your head.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, Jaden Smith is, I mean, he's just, it's so cringy. I mean,
so what do we do with some of these, you know, if anybody's listening and you are the son or child of a global celebrity
icon,
global icon turned supervillain, I would say, what the hell, how do you get a level head on your shoulders?
Right. So you're saying it's not his fault.
It's an uphill battle. Sometimes sometimes I wish I could nail one right now. Sometimes the biggest head start is the farthest back you could begin. Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Period. Because that's exactly right.
Period.
You skip the beginning. You skip the foundation. It's basically what Jaden Smith did is he pulled up, hopped in the Pokemon whatever, and started with a Charizard. And he doesn't know how to handle it.
Do you think we could start a sort of a facility or an organization that would take in these types of children? And I'm not just talking about Nepo kids. I'm talking about ultra elite wealthy children who have who have no grasp of reality, and we bring them to the Joy Tactics reality boot camp, okay? Mm-hmm. And we give them, you know, they have jobs. They all work at like a fast food restaurant in Indianapolis or something like that. And we get all their money, you know what I'm saying? And they just,
good idea.
You know, they're kind of like, that's how we make money, is like through them. Do it, like we have like hundreds, maybe thousands of like elite level children, like working just kind of like minimum wage jobs just to,
yeah. I feel like we just got tired
down with reality.
If we just make them so tired, just make them like, you got to do the clopin every day, you got to close, you got to open, you got to fucking smoke cigarettes more than you can imagine, no cardio allowed, you got to eat Dunkin' Donuts every morning, you gotta eat Subway every afternoon, you gotta eat Velveeta every night.
Mm-hmm.
At a certain point, I think and the whole thing is like you have to make $500 a month for rent or else you're out of the program.
Yeah. I mean, that would be both lucrative and I think it would break the cycle of these kids like running rampant, you know, being monsters, you know what I'm saying?
This is basically a reverse wilderness program.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. The ideas are flowing once again. Will Smith, born at some point in the 1900s, breaks out as a clean-cut rapper.
Born at some point in the 1900s. Nobody knows exactly when.
Nobody cares, though, frankly, to find out. And they respect his privacy.
I could see Will Smith being like a reptilian sort of.
Definitely.
Like that alien individual who's lived for thousands of years.
Something changed though, didn't it? Because we got the Fresh Prince, okay? Maybe I'm naive, but I loved that show.
Yeah, but that was at the point when you could be, when celebrities were celebrities.
Right. You know?
And we didn't know about their personal life and they could fully control how the public perceives them. So when he goes on a talk show, hey, I'm the fun guy. I'm Will Smith. Oh, yeah. You see him there. you just see him on fucking Jay Leno. That's it.
Right.
Fully controlled narrative.
Get jiggy with it.
Get jiggy with it.
Music video. Great behavior, bro. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Miami.
Great behavior in that one.
Clean. He never cussed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. what I would actually like to introduce Will Smith to, is cursing and foul language.
Well, we'll be getting to a dark chapter where he did use the F word in front of some of the most powerful directors, actors, right. and art department heads in the world.
Because he had been retaining
right.
the that he had been doing semen retention, but for foul language. And it just busted out on fucking, but it busted on fucking Chris Rock's face, to be honest,
yeah.
verbally and physically.
He busted out of his throat onto Chris Rock's face with a, however old he is, 51-year-old, 57-year-old buildup.
Do you think he has gotten, this has been a net positive for him in the sense that people, all that for like months and months, it kind of like kept him in the conversation. The whole notion of any press is good press. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what has he done since the slap? Has he had any movies come out? Has Hitch 2 been in development? Where are we at on his fucking IMDb? I know you're going to that every fucking day. You know his star meter.
Yeah. By the way, if you're not giving star meter ratings to your personal friends and family, start now. Start now, because the grid's about to shut down and we need systems in place.
Yeah, we need an IMDb for regular people. Like, brought, you know, a amazing potato casserole to the Friendsgiving. Mm-hmm. Credit, you know, they're
what they did.
The sections are like food, favors, helped Steven move into his new fucking apartment after his divorce. That's under you know, helping out friends.
Yeah, the internet IPDB, internet, or just international people database.
International people database. Yeah.
IPDB.
Yeah, and your star mm-hmm. meter is just kind of like how many things you've done for other people. It's about giving.
Oh, wow.
This isn't the social score that they do in China. It's a little bit different, and I would say that it rewards people who give to others.
As Jesus Christ would assign us to do as much as possible throughout this life.
Exactly. You're starting to understand, man.
Why am I becoming less Jewish and more Christian as my life goes on?
Do you think you'd have a good time in church? In an, you know, evangelical what? Church?
Fuck yeah.
Letting loose.
Fuck
letting
yeah.
the Holy Ghost catch you.
The music's the Holy so Ghost. Good and the talking is so good. How could you not? Where else do they speak to you this way in life? Are you kidding me?
I could see you putting it down in the fucking choir.
In oh, the Christian choir. I never felt like this until Jesus put his hands on me. Now my life is most excellent to me. Dude, let me audition to be Christian. I will fucking crush that shit.
You and my dad got to do a fucking collab, man. Make some Christian, some real Christian music, dude.
Bro, the fucking two-person, the multi-generational.
That's the album.
The religiously bipartisan, improvised live musical boat cruise experience. Featuring Nate's dad and Nate's friend. Dude.
Yeah, I'll produce it.
Yeah. That's God. I need you to become like a Bill Gates level rich. Quick.
Have you been looking at the Epstein files, man?
I did, dude. And I found some disappointing names in there.
Did you see the one they posted in the subreddit of... I want to pull it up. It was like, this shit goes deeper than you could imagine. And it's like a guy that's name was like redacted. And it says like, I will be in China in May or something like that. You see the clues. You see the clues.
That's humorous.
We've been laying down a trail. Look back on the episodes. Mm-hmm. We have the whole trail. We just follow them. We have to speak in code. Don't you realize this?
That's right. Don't you realize, you fools? We've been trying to tell you for 3 years we've known about Epstein. The rest of you have no clue.
Nobody had any idea who he was 3 years ago.
Uh-uh. You know who's got
all will be revealed.
All except for a few people, but most of it will be revealed. But some people get to be protected. You know who's got the funny tweet about it? And obviously, what? Do you remember a guy named Norm MacDonald?
Of course. Of course. His, say?
He had the tweet that was like, it was when the Epstein stuff was coming up in 2020 or something. He was like, oh man, I haven't seen that son of a bee sting in about 10 years or something. Basically, what I'm trying to say is he said, son of a bee sting, and I like that.
Okay, interesting phrasing.
Yeah, well, Epstein probably took his ass out too.
So the big things were Jay-Z and Pusha T.
Pusha T.
Pusha T was in the fucking Epstein files, dude.
Why was he in there? Trying to save everybody?
That's what I thought too.
An email that says, you'll never get away with this.
This shit is so twisted and dark-sided, dude. Absolutely dark-sided. And I just have the fucking eyes wide shut fucking, you know that, you know the song they sing when they're in the fucking E-Wins, that shit should just be playing on a speaker all across America for the next fucking 3 months, man.
Whoa. That would rock.
Because that's what I feel. We're inside of it right now, dude.
It does feel that way, man. And by the way, so is almost everybody in the world, if you realize how international it gets.
I'm looking at TrueAnon's Twitter account. TrueAnon has the... I feel like there's like millions of files, and somehow Brace and the squad at TrueAnon are retweeting all of the, I would say, essentials. And some of the... There's some kind of weird, funny emails that don't have to do with like anything nefarious. Yeah, it's fucking crazy, dude.
Should we search Will Smith right now?
Will Smith?
How do you
where
do this?
On Google? How do you search?
You can
Will
like
Smith?
Can you like search the files on like something.gov?
Oh right. Dude, there's got he's got to be somewhere in the, yeah, how do you let's fucking
let's
have
let's
some
do
breaking
it.
News right now cuz nobody is FC
Are
files.
You 18 years of age or older? Yes, I am. That's all you have to do and then it says verified. Yo, hit me up.
What
justice.gov? Justice.gov/Epstein. Okay. Now
it's just right here.
Yeah, and then you search full Epstein library. Here we go. First, I'm going to search Will. You think anything comes? Oh, my. I just want to say something, man. I don't want to scare anybody.
Smith.
The word Will.
Dude, there are so many data sets, dude. There are fucking
the word
11
Will,
results.
Will, though, without Smith, comes up 438,196 times, man.
What if we broke some crazy fucking news here?
I think we can do it if we try our hardest. Okay, Will Smith has already... Oh! Wait, he's all over this. Wait a minute. He's dead. He's done, son. Wait. Let's get him. The tragic passing of Will Smith? Will Smith is dead,
my
Epstein
God.
Theory. Oh my fucking God. Hold on.
Dude, it makes so much sense. Why, the Will Smith we know wouldn't fucking do this shit.
He got body snatched.
He
NFL
got fucking... Of course. Of course.
Oh my fucking God. The tragic passing of Will Smith. They're hardly giving me any information beyond that.
My online course is going strong. We are assembling a slate of little cameos on poetry.
What did you say?
For various actors we know. John Lithgow, Will Smith. Okay, I don't know what that means. My online course is going strong. Okay, somebody's teaching an online course.
So wait a minute. My online course. Dear Jeffrey, I not only dreamt about Woody and Soon Yi last night, but this morning, I'm not kidding, ate the first plums of the season for breakfast. That is one of the fucking funniest sentences. Are you kidding me? This is crazy.
The passing of Will Smith. The tragic passing of Will. This has got to be a different Will Smith.
This is Will Smith there are.
Well, that's where he fucking... See, that's why the fucking Illuminati gave him that name, because it's the most common name on the planet. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when you search Will Smith, you're getting billions of Will Smiths across the globe.
It's the perfect cover.
Therefore, exactly.
How interesting. We need to start looking at who has the most basic name and why did they get named that. Right. I kind of can't get over this sentence here. So this is from, I'm not even going to fucking dox them because the government did it, but her name's Lisa. Elisa New is her name, and she works at fucking Harvard. Something does feel odd about saying this, but yeah. She is a fucking allegedly. What is this code for? Dear Jeffrey, I not only dreamt about Woody and Soon Yi last night, but this morning, I'm not kidding, ate the first plums of the season for breakfast. My online course is going strong. We are assembling a slate of little cameos on poetry. And then it ends with, this is just to say, I have eaten the plums that were in the icebox. Do you think that could be...
That is code, dude. That is for sure code for something. I just typed in Vin Diesel.
No.
You're not going to like this, dude.
He's in there zero times.
Nope. There are, I would count, 1, 2, 3, 4 data sets involving the words Vin Diesel. One of them's greetings from Prague.
No.
Now you should watch XXX with Vin Diesel to relive Prague. Wait, what happened in Prague that year?
Wait, in Prague?
That's from Jeffrey Epstein. He says, now you should watch XXX with Vin Diesel to relive Prague. And then that is in response to, I really appreciate the time you're giving me. I'm having a great time. Thank you. So he basically, Jeffrey Epstein lived the plot of Prague, or somebody has. So XXX is based on a real person in the deep state.
Wait, what are you saying?
You think that checks out?
Say that again.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
No,
man.
Please say that. Please, man.
Okay, so apparently somebody who Jeffrey Epstein was emailing had been to Prague. And he said, now you should watch XXX with Vin Diesel to relive Prague.
Okay.
I haven't seen XXX in a minute. Isn't that about like a secret agent of some sort?
I'll tell you exactly what it is. And you fucked up by getting this started. XXX opening scene. We start on a politician pulling up to a hotel in a beautiful red Corvette. He hands it to the fucking key person, who I can't remember what that's called right now, and a valet. And little does this fucking idiot know, they drive off. He says, "My car." Cut to Vin Diesel. Has strapped on pre-GoPro, full-on cameras duct taped onto this person's car. He goes screaming down the road. He does a selfie video basically saying, I've kidnapped a fucking politician's vehicle and I'm going to drive it off a cliff. He drives it off a cliff. Tony Hawk films it and he parachutes down. All this to say, I'll skip many of the boring details of the movie, but there are none because it's a perfect film.
Right.
The government, in order to infiltrate Anarchy 99, the most insidious gang in the world, says, oh, we need to send a snake into a snake pit. Right. So they hire Vin Diesel, aka XXX, aka Xander Cage. And by the way, this is exactly what it's like to go on a first date with me. To go into the fucking, into the gang. And then what happens in Prague is a bomb strapped to a boat is going to go off.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So right, what are they trying to say?
I'm going to type in the director's Rob Cohen into the Epstein files. Let's see if there's any relation here.
No, I'm going to type Jack McBrayer just to keep his ass in check. All right, he's clean.
Rich Wilkes. Nope, the writer of Triple X. Interesting. Something tells me that Triple X is based on real events, and that is a true story.
Definitely, if I had to guess. Nate, you're clean. I searched you. Congratulations.
Eric Rahill, let's see. Fuck.
Oh, they were sharing Eric's Twitter videos in 2021 a lot.
Who was that?
Hmm?
What's that?
Nah, nothing.
Okay.
How deep does it, like, who's, I really feel like we could break some news here if we think really hard. Simon Cowell.
Clean. Do you have any theories about the Epstein files? Theories?
No, sounds like it was just a party or something. People are, it's like, I want to say, like, yeah, it's not that deep, bro. Like, that's what I want to say. It's not that deep.
Here's what I think is going on. Here's my new theory. Okay, so this is obviously an intelligence operation for blackmail, to blackmail these powerful leaders, right?
Right.
Now, here's my theory. You know what the CIA is, right?
Center for Intelligence.
You know what MI-16 or whatever it is, right? You know what Mossad is, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so there is a new intelligence agency that none of us even know about. Okay? Now, this intelligence agency is keeping in check the ones that we are, the you know, the face of intelligence communities, the CIA's, hi, yeah, we're the intelligence people, really. No, there's a fucking back channel group of aliens and whatever, elite individuals, athletes, really strong individuals in this group. They're saying, hey, guys, we're the ones in control. We're blowing up your whole fucking spot here.
Wait, so you're saying that the Epstein file, Jeffrey Epstein, is not working for the Mossad, not the CIA. He's actually the one. Are you saying this?
No. The opposite. He is working for them. Okay? Follow along, man. Follow along. And the aliens are in really a separate group, okay?
Yeah, okay.
And they are just, this is like a, like kind of a flex that they're doing where they're like, yeah, we'll blow up your whole fucking, you know, the secretive operation that you thought would never fucking get out to the public. Guess what? Everyone's going to fucking know about this shit. And you guys aren't powerful. And you know who the fucking real powerful people are? Us.
Mm.
Mic drop.
What are those people up to then? Are they people?
They're interdimensional fucking
fuck
orbs of holographic light Jesus beings.
Can we
demons, angels working together?
And what do we have?
Fractals.
We have
fractal,
no chance.
That's what you think, man. That is what you think. That's what they want you to believe.
What? How could you defeat that?
With love.
Really? Hey. Dude, singing man. Train. The last human on Earth singing Train to the alien light as it tries to vanquish.
God,
if you were the last
incredible
person on Earth, would you just be busting into random organic material to just try and see if maybe a person could be born from it?
That's a great fucking question. I mean, you would, yeah, like
not about animals,
year,
bro.
About like 2 years after, you're kind of like, okay, I'm searching for humans. Yeah, there's nothing out here. I guess I'm going to just start busting on rocks, busting on fucking chipmunks.
No.
is that what you're saying? Trying to get a chip?
No,
like
I took the animals out
animals
of this. No. The animals
trying to get
gone
a plant pregnant?
Yeah. You find a fucking that's farm patch and you just, you know, okay, I'll try the carrots. I'll try this. I'll try that. Nothing yet.
You bust on a fucking potato and it bursts like a half.
Dude, that would be the end
half
of humanity.
Potato, half
if people found out that human. You could create an army of people by busting on potatoes, that would be the end. Because then now we've got voter fraud coming.
Certainly that's been done before. You're telling me you don't think somebody's busted on a fucking potato? Some peasant out there in medieval times was jacking off on fucking potatoes 24/7. That's happened. We've tried that, dude.
That's your lineage for sure. Yeah.
Busting on root vegetables.
Just to find out for sure that you can't make an army out of it. Okay, I see that. Here's the thing, dude. I kind of want to tell me if you're down with this. If I'm the president or if I'm somebody in power, I say, okay, Trump, you're doing a lot of horrible things right now via ICE, via international horrible violence. You know what I'm saying? And we go, okay, he's creating distractions from the Epstein files. So what I'm saying is, if we just go, yo, Trump, we legalize pedophilia. We forgive you. We absolve you. These are all awesome things that you did actually with your awesome friends who are no longer pedophiles, but heroes.
Okay.
Would they then basically be fucking leftists? You see what I'm saying?
I think that, honestly, I know that sounds like that's an interesting tactic, I would say. That's a very interesting tactic. That's all I have to say about that. Oh yeah, because maybe they just want to be accepted and loved. Interesting.
Well, it's just like this. If it's a cover up, then why don't we just say, you know what, man, we forgive the crime, stop covering it up. Yeah, because sometimes the cover up can be worse than the crime, and sometimes they both can be unimaginably horrible. But
I actually have a fucking, I'm not even capping here, I have a real solution to end the billionaire class. And it's called the last, I just came up with this just now. It's called the Last Billionaire Act. Okay. It's a legislation passed by Congress. And we just use our infinite money glitch, whatever, because you know we got that. All right. We just use an infinite money glitch, printing money, and we pay off these billionaires and we say, hey, you got to go fuck off. You're not in charge of any politician or companies. Here's $1 trillion, Bill Gates. Here's $1 trillion, Elon Musk. We pay them off and we say, this money cannot be transferred to your children. This cannot be used to influence politics in any way, but you get to be powerful and rich for the rest of your life. Okay. Isn't that what you want? Isn't that what you wanted? You get to go to all your little summits and you get to go to your golf club. You get to hang out with all your other rich friends. But this is it. This is the last chance. The last, ring the bell, ding, 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 last billionaire act. You pay off the oil companies. You say, hey, you're not going to make oil anymore. Here's $1 trillion. You're done. All right? To all the execs there.
What
we're gonna be using wind power. We're gonna have wind powered cars. But every car has a fucking a windmill or a wind turbine, huge turbine connected to it, the same size as the ones you see in the fields.
Oh my god!
And it takes a lot and it weighs a lot and it's hard to put it in the garage, but it's clean energy. What do you think about that, man? That's called world peace.
Wouldn't there be a billionaire in charge of the wind companies?
No, they can't run any businesses in this act. They're just trillionaires and they got to spend it all before they fucking die.
I figured out a solution to get rid of billionaires just by giving them even more money.
You got to pay them off. It's the only way. You got to pay them off. What do they want? Yeah. They want to be rich. All right.
And then we just say no more. So what happens to that? And then we just burn their money in a giant pit in the ocean. When they pass away.
Yeah. So this is a long-term thing. We got probably like, it'd probably be, you know, like 30 more, 40 more years of hell because they'd find ways to, you know, meddle with society with their trillions of dollars. But after that, Peace on Earth.
The rebuild. Damn, you should do a real IRL rebuild series. What's up, y'all? I'm vlogging today. I just fucking gave away all my money and scorched earth all my relationships with my friends and family. And I'm going to do a little rebuild series here.
Oh, wow. That would pop off, man.
Start walking down the street.
Respawn? That's basically respawning. You know what I'm saying?
To hit the respawn.
I wish I could respawn.
Follow me as I do a self-inflicted respawn at 34 years old. I faked my own death. I'm here in Ulaanbaatar.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd watch it. I'd watch it.
You know what I was watching recently? Or just a clip of? That looked fun. No, I don't do that, man. Drewski live stream where he's a cop. Have you seen this?
No.
I gotta say, it looks fun. I think we should. I think it would be fun to be Drewski. I've said that before. But I think it would be fun to do a live stream like that. If we were doing, if we were two cops and we just started going around, I think that's illegal, but just pulling people over and trying to get them to like,
wait, is that what he's doing?
I think he is. I mean, I don't know. It seems like a lot of the people are like not actors, just from the small clips I've seen.
He's dressing up like a cop and live streaming himself, giving people tickets, like traffic tickets.
I don't know. I could be wrong about this, but I just saw one clip and I was like, this looks fucking like a good time.
Good God. All right, I'm down. Hey.
Giving people DUIs, you know what I'm saying? And then just being like, dude, I'm just kidding. We're just kidding, you know? Because that would be such a relief to be like, man, I'm going to jail for a DUI. And then when you get to the drunk tank, we say, just kidding, man. I've been wearing a GoPro on my head the whole time. And guess what? There's fucking 40,000 live viewers right now. And they all love you, dude.
Oh, my God. That would feel amazing. That would fucking rock.
To not get a DUI.
Yeah. So, Will Smith, should we send him a message or something?
I mean, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
We know you did the slap.
Mm-hmm.
You tried to single-handedly take out comedy once and for all.
Mm-hmm.
Which, on the one hand, I really get, because sometimes when people joke, it's like, dude, just say what you really feel, man.
Right, right.
Like when I saw fucking Pineapple Express, I'm like, bro, just say how you really feel instead of doing this movie. Like,
right.
Why doesn't David Gordon Green just say like, right, yo, I fucking know there's a really bad problem with weed being a Schedule I narcotic. Mm-hmm. It's ruined some of the lives of my friends.
Right, right.
So
be more vulnerable, you're saying, to Mr. Smith, Mr. Will Smith?
Well, I'm just saying, is that maybe what he was saying? No more joking.
What was underneath it, yeah.
Be serious. Say you're concerned about Jada.
Are they, so they're estranged officially.
Oh, really?
Right? I don't know. I don't think they're fully together. I think they have one of those like celebrity type marriages where like they're living like the same compound, but they're not really like fucking or speaking to each other.
I can see that. I hope so. If you have that much money, you might as well live in like a town. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, I may not run into my family today. Yeah.
You're saying like have multiple cribs in a town?
Yeah, I guess that's what I say. I'm saying
instead of living in one big mansion, you're saying just like spread it out in Montana?
Or in fucking Soho. Whatever.
Okay.
Okay.
Will Smith, keep making music. Please keep making music.
Girls.
That is your calling. This is the bounce back.
Yeah.
Dude, please keep making music.
I do genuinely, so deeply, genuinely wish he would put more music out because it is, without fail, the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah. It is quite hilarious.
Ooh. I can't imagine Will Smith waking up every morning like laughing in a really scary way right immediately as he wakes up.
Isn't he a Scientologist?
That's what you got to say. Like, if he's not, that is the most missed connection of all fucking time.
I'm pretty sure he is or was at one point.
Okay. Well, get back in there, man. Well, I think everybody learned about as much as you can possibly learn about Will Smith today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, this is another amazing Joy Tactics episode as celebrity journalists.
Yeah.
Getting past the surface level, getting to the core of these people, their life, their dreams, their hopes, their wants.
And all while having about no sleep, hungover. Mm-hmm. Right. For real, my hand has never been this sweaty holding the microphone before. It is sweating down there.
Well, we got through it. It's another one. And I just have one final question, Jack. What has given you joy this week?
Fuck. Well, I got to drop the new theory. This is January 28th, 4:22 a.m. Verified.
Okay. Traveling faster than light theory.
Yes. This is a theory I came up with that came to me in the middle of the night. I felt a pain in my spine. An ancient chakra had awakened within my back. And yeah, this is the theory. Well, okay. It says light is the fastest speed in the universe. Right. But it's, maybe I'll just leave.
Nothing can go faster than the speed of light. Okay, everyone knows that. Okay, light is the fastest speed in the universe, but it's faster to be at two points. Mm. If your arm was the size of the universe, you wouldn't need to travel. So maybe the fastest way to get between two points is to occupy the space between them. So if there's a way to attach yourself to antimatter, you know, this is where you just are just saying shit.
No way, man.
Attach at a different point. Hold on, tap it. That is my new idea for the fastest to travel the universe.
I forgot about the last sentence. I ended it as if it's like a fifth grader.
I love that.
Time you ever had to write an essay.
Like, sum it up. Yeah. Give a summary of your point.
But do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. So if you were the size of the universe, then you could travel faster than the speed of light.
I am where my head is right now. And I am where my arm is right now. So,
right. But you're not traveling.
Well, let me open your mind to the concept
mass,
of travel.
Mass supersedes speed and velocity.
Yes, of course I am. That's a great way to put it. Thank you. And what I'm additionally saying is I ask you to open your mind to the concept of travel in terms of its goal of being, of going from one point to another point. You see what I'm saying? So imagine this, a switchboard operator, right?
Right.
I'm just going to move myself from camera one to camera two.
So you're saying if you're big enough, you don't even have to travel because...
What I'm saying is you can travel instantaneously through switching your point of reference in the universe to your... I don't want to say too much more because people are going to start to get worried about my mental health.
No, I get exactly what you're saying. And I think that's... I can't argue with that. I really can't. I think that's a valid point. And I would like to see some physicists fucking try to clap back at this shit.
And some fashion designers team up to
right.
start getting
physics
the word
and
out.
Fashion. Oh my God. That would be crazy.
Nate.
What gave me joy this week was, well, you know, I'm in Atlanta right now. I've never been to Atlanta, the ATL. Mm. Hotlanta. They say it's Hotlanta. Well, doesn't feel like it right now. It is cold as a motherfucker out here. It is feels like living in Chicago, honestly. It's the wind is whipping. It's snowing, or was snowing yesterday. But I gotta say, that was my joy because I don't get to be around snowy. I think when I was in Ohio over Christmas, there was no snow. And I was like, man, the fuck? I come here. I want to see some fucking snow if I'm in this longitude, latitude. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, definitely got some snow whipping in my face.
Mm.
Not too cold, you know what I'm saying? But cold enough to be shivering.
Bro.
And needing to wear a jacket. That was quite amazing.
Kind of makes you want to move to New York, huh? I bet.
I didn't say that, but yeah, I would be loving to see the seasons. That would be amazing. And you experienced that, and I experienced that vicariously through you. Voyeuristically, vicariously.
Holy fuck. All right. That's the Will Smith files.
All right, everybody. And be good. It's February. Start
reversing the effects of dry January. You have a lot of catching right, up to do.
Right. Good luck. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
See you Thursday.
Bye. Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.